We're continuing to follow the terrible news out of Uvalde, Texas. The number of those killed in an elementary school shooting is still 19 children, 2 adults. And we've been hearing a lot of voices from Uvalde. But we also want to look more closely at a development related to a treatment for COVID-19, one that patients have been clamoring for. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a warning about the use of the antiviral drug Paxlovid. Now, the CDC is still recommending that Paxlovid be used in the early stages of COVID-19 infection for patients who are at high risk of severe disease. But it warns that those who've taken the drug could experience a resurgence of COVID-19 symptoms after their initial recovery. Reporter Jason Mast has been looking into all of this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Jason, this rebound of COVID-19, as they're calling it, what does it look like for people who have used Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment? What are the symptoms?
Basically, often what will happen is that someone will have symptoms, will test positive, they will fall into one of the risk categories, and their doctor will prescribe them this Pfizer drug, which is incredibly effective at stopping hospitalization and death. The drug will work very well. Symptoms will go away. They may even, if they have access to rapid tests, will then actually test negative. And then a few days, even more than a week later, will start seeing symptoms again, maybe cough, maybe fatigue, maybe even fever. And then when they go to test, will once again be positive and sort of have almost as if they were having their initial infection over again.
Right. And not only are they having the symptoms and the illness, but they are infectious?
So we don't know if everyone is infectious, but it certainly seems that way. Researchers have been able to take virus and be able to culture it in the lab, which seems to suggest that it retains infectivity. Some great folks over at the VA have actually sort of tracked a couple of cases where they believe a patient has who is experiencing rebound or was about to experience rebound managed to infect someone else and sort of transmit the virus on rebound. And that's why currently the CDC issued the guidelines yesterday recommending that anyone who has experienced this sort of treats it as an initial infection and sort of goes back to isolation for at least 5 days until symptoms resolve, and certainly mask for at least 10 days.
So let's be clear. What are more recommendations for people who feel they might be in the rebound?
So currently the CDC does not recommend anything beyond isolation and sort of to consult with your doctor. There was some talk about whether or not patients should then go on a second dose of Paxlovid and try to clear the virus again with that. But currently, both the CDC and the FDA do not recommend that people do that.
No. And again, just to underscore, what about people newly infected? They just have symptoms. You have to get this in the first few days for it to do what it's supposed to do, which is keep you from getting so sick you're in a hospital on a ventilator. But what about those people? We started by saying the CDC is not banning this, but what are they saying about taking it?
So everyone I've spoken to is still very much saying that if you fall into one of the high-risk categories that this drug is recommended for, that you should still go ahead and take it. The drug was remarkably effective in the trials that Pfizer ran, 88% effective at reducing hospitalizations and deaths. And so the CDC and the FDA and everyone still recommends that you go and take this drug if you are in a high-risk category, even if there is that risk, and even if you should be aware of the possibility for a rebound infection a bit later.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, what has Pfizer said?
So Pfizer has said so far that they are monitoring the situation, that they've looked at this in their clinical trials. And as I said, they had 1% to 2% rates in that initial study. They also have their ongoing study that sort of looks at patients that are more like the people who are getting it in the real world. And for those, they'll be able to actually take a much closer look and be able to sort of swab patients, try to culture virus in the lab, see how infectious it is, see how common this is. And that might get us a bit more conclusive answers, but that might not be, in fact, for a while that we get those.
Jason Mast, with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine Publication. We'll link you up at herenow.org. Jason, thank you.
Yep, thank you so much.